Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. Whether you're right here from Columbia or whether you're scattered across the country, we're glad you're with us today. I remind you that Holy Communion will be part of our service later, so we invite you to get your elements ready for that part of the worship for later in our service today. Also remind you that we will be worshiping on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock using Holden Evening Prayer, and our theme is Forgotten Miracles. Might be better to call it Overlooked Miracles often. Miracles that don't get quite the attention that some of the others do, and our miracle this week is the story of the coin and the fish. For our members, hope you saw that your May Crossroads was emailed out to you this week. If you don't do email or connect this way, there are copies available here at the church. We did mail you one as well. If we don't know that you have an email address, we mailed you one. But if you would like a paper copy instead of looking electronically, it's available here. Exciting news, they began our roof repair this week. They've been working away up there, and we'll be doing so again this week. So we're excited and glad that's finally taking place. Amanda.
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
It's my turn. But I'm going to stand up on this step so I look taller. Here we go. All right, so okay. I have some announcements for today. We're continuing with our Faith Launch Bible Stories over Zoom. So if any of the kiddos and their families would like to join me on Zoom, I would love to see you, and we can read a Bible story, maybe sing a song and pray together and lift up our happies and sads and talk about what's going on. So all you need to do is email me, and I can get that set up with your family. Also, a reminder that our 6th through 12th graders are continuing to meet on Zoom every Thursday night at 6 p.m. from 6 to 7. And so please join us, 6th through 12th graders. We have a lot of fun, and we're going to start a new study. They decided to study a book of the Bible. Do you want to take a guess at what it is, Pastor Gary?
No, I don't want to take a guess.
You don't want to take a guess?
Revelation.
No, not Revelation.
Okay, that was my guess.
Oh, Leviticus.
Really?
Yes, really. It was amazing. Hmm. Anyway, so we're going to have a lot of fun with Leviticus. Believe it or not, it will be fun. The other thing that's happening is our friends at Resurrections Ministries. Those are the folks that we've done Lunch on the Lawn with, and some of you may know Larry Nichols. They're asking for our friends in need. They need men's boots and women's tennis shoes, and feminine hygiene products. They're running low for the people that they serve, and so they ask if we would be willing to collect those things. If you're interested in that, and you have some of those items, you could leave them here at the church. If you're interested in donating money towards those, we have people that would be happy to go shopping for you, and you can contact the church for ways to do that. So that's a way that we can support our community. Those are all my announcements, Pastor Gary.
Well, it's about time.
Is it about time?
No.
He's going to let me do the children's sermon today, too, though, so watch out for
that. You'll be back up front again.
I'll be back up front again.
All right, let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. the light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves us and frees us from our sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Oh.
We may have tripped a switch or something.
Well, it died. When I started frantically running around is when it was on its deathbed. And then it went completely kaput when I came in.
Try now.
My laptop will give me a low battery warning like exactly 20 seconds before it's supposed to die. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Well, I'll just do it live into the camera. We apologize. Welcome back to Redeemer, I think is the right way to say it. Our computer, the battery went dead, and we had to quickly plug up. So we were singing the hymn of praise as our computer died. So we will pick up with the prayer of the day. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our shepherd, you know your sheep by name and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
So it's children's sermon time.
Microphone.
I need a microphone. There we go. It's children's sermon time. So I've asked the choir to help me with my children's sermon today. So there are certain things that we recognize by just a phrase. So we're gonna see if the choir and you at home can recognize these by just a phrase. So if I said, to infinity and beyond.
Who says Buzz that? Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. You guys do a great job, Buzz Lightyear. All right, this one's kinda hard. You're the only one worth melting for.
Olaf.
Oh, I got it. Olaf from Frozen. Exactly. All right, I have another one. This one's kind of hard. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Dory.
Dory, right. Dory. So we know all of these because we've seen those movies. We've heard those stories. And we've heard those characters say those lines over and over and over again. we know what their voice even sounds like. When we said, you know, you're worth melting for, you kind of heard that in Olaf's voice, didn't you? Yeah, we hear those things. So what if I said, love one another as I have loved you? Whose voice is that?
Jesus.
That's Jesus's voice. And today, Pastor Gary's going to read us a story about the Good Shepherd, right, Pastor Gary?
I am.
He is. And the voice of the shepherd is what the sheep follow. The sheep know the Good Shepherd's voice. And Jesus tells us that we are to love one another as he has loved us. And so anytime we hear those things, we can know that that's somebody telling us about Jesus' voice. When Pastor Gary says that we're to love other people, that sounds a lot like Jesus, right? Yeah. What if somebody said, oh, I'm only going to think about me and not share? Is that the voice of Jesus? No, it's not. What if somebody says, hey, let's be kind and help somebody in need? Do you think that might be the voice of Jesus?
Yes.
I think so. And the choir thinks so, too. So when we hear different things, we can think about if that's the voice of Jesus and if that's a voice that we need to follow. Because Jesus loves us very much, each and every one of us, all of them, Pastor Gary over there, everybody watching at home. And he loves all of us no matter what, all the time. And that's some pretty good news from the Good Shepherd, right? Yeah. Can we pray together? Dear God, thank you so much for Jesus, who gives us words of hope and love and sharing and kindness. Help us to use those words too. It's in your holy and gracious name we pray. All God's children said, amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All right.
A reading from Acts. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Jesus said, very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I wish I had the courage to preach the sermon that God first sent to me. It's not much, just one simple line from a philosopher and writer named Dallas Willard that I came across. If I had the courage, what I would do is to simply give you the line and sit down. Maybe I'd give you some time to think about it for a while. Maybe it's the kind of line that we would think about for quite a while. Maybe it's the kind of line we'd think about more than once. I wish I had the courage to say it and then let it sit. Dallas Willard wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd" is written on many more tombstones than lives. The Lord is my shepherd is written on many more tombstones than lives. I wish we had the courage to live "The Lord is my shepherd." What would that look like? What would it look like to have all of life oriented around God? How would life change if we were no longer the focus of our efforts and energy, but instead spent our whole lives devoted to God? What would life be like if all we were was lost into God and our lives were spent expressing care and compassion for others? "The Lord is my shepherd" is written on many more tombstones than lives. I wish we had the courage. To live "The Lord is my shepherd" means to be selfless. It means to be outward-centered, looking for God in all things, looking for the good we can offer to someone else. It means to find the abundant life that Jesus was talking about in our gospel, not in our abundance of things, but in our relationship with God. It means to know that God is not just an idea or a concept, but someone we have a relationship with. And there's give and take, there's talking and listening, there's love that shapes the whole thing. I wish we had the courage. To live "The Lord is my shepherd" means to be generous. It means to genuinely seek the good, not for the self, but for others, and to give ourselves away. It means to walk through life with hands open instead of fists clenched. It means to let go instead of grasp. It means to live in grace for others because we have been lived for in grace. I wish we had the courage. To live "The Lord is my shepherd" means to be kind. It means we are humble, seeing that we are not above anyone and that all are worthy of respect and care and honor. It means to recognize that we are walking through life together and to help one another along. It means that we show kindness and mercy because God has shown us the kindness and mercy we so desperately need. I wish we had the courage. To live "The Lord is my shepherd" means to live in trust and dependence. It means not to take God for granted or think that we deserve all the good things of our world or the blessings that God sends. It means to actively seek and to discern God around us and acting around us all the time. It means that we trust God completely and give our lives over to God. Earlier this week, I was coming toward the church from the Ballantyne area. And so for a little bit of variety, I went down Highway 6 toward the dam, intending to cut down Bush River Road. When I got to the stoplight at the dam, I found myself behind a car with several stickers on its back window. But only one of them jumped out at me. It said, "Do you follow Jesus this closely?" Oh, I wish we had the courage. The 23rd Psalm isn't really about shepherds and sheep. It's about a relationship between us and God, and we are invited to live it out. There's an old story about a young man who was caught stealing sheep. The small village had no prison, so what they chose to do in those olden times was to brand the letters S and T on his forehead to stand for sheep thief. Well, the shame became too much for this man, and he moved to another town far away. His experience had also changed him, and instead of living the life of a thief, he lived in honor and compassion. He went out of his way to help others. He was generous with all he had. After many years, a little boy asked his father about the man and why there was an ST on his forehead. The father replied, "Son, I don't know, but it must stand for saint." "The Lord is my shepherd" is written on many more tombstones than lives. I wish we had the courage. Maybe with God's help, we can. Amen.
Thy rod and
staff, my comfort still, my cross before to guide me. And so through all the length of days, my goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Shepherd us, O God, beyond our wants, beyond our fears, from death into life. Increase our trust so that all our lives become centered on you. Purge the distractions of life so that our eyes are filled by you. Keep us in your flock always, bathed and soothed in your love. Lord, in your mercy. O great shepherd of our lives, like stubborn sheep, we so often pursue our own way instead of listening to your voice. Open our ears and our hearts that we may hear your voice and follow where you lead in our lives. Call us and help us to hear your voice and to follow. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace, you have promised always to be with us and to give us your care. Be a source of strength to those who struggle and suffer. Bless our healthcare workers, our first responders, and all who are fighting this outbreak. Comfort the sick. Comfort those who mourn, those facing addiction, those lost from home. Give comfort to all your flock and lead us in the way of peace. Be with and bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us now, O Shepherd of love, with your Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts so that we quickly turn to you in times of distress and difficulty and doubt. Fill us with an eagerness to please you in all our words and thoughts and deeds. Fill us here with your love so that out there we can live your love for others. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy, living, and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, you have fed us with your word and our hearts burn within us. Through this meal, you have opened us to your presence. Now send us forth to share the gifts of Easter with all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sorry, Amanda.